Hello?
Yep.
So no sex now.
Yeah, I didn't know about that publicly released part there. So no names.
No last names?
No names.
No names at all?
Well, obviously we're going to have some names.
But no last names?
Yep.
Unless you want to be a dick to somebody else.
Yeah, this person did this to this, and that person did that.
Yeah, that was Ken Ferguson there? Yeah, and he masturbated in front of 1,000 people?
I don't know who that is, but anyway.
A name thrown out of nowhere.
Okay.
And he's like only like an inch and a half long.
God.
He used a finger to stroke himself. He couldn't even go full hand.
Pinky finger? But to change the subject completely, remember how I told you my bike got raped?
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
You were telling me that. It's sad.
Yeah, I took it over to the bike store on campus here, and they quoted me 125. And I scoffed at that. I took a double quadruple pick right there. I go, you're kidding me. I go, the only hardware stuff that, and the actual value of the hardware stuff is like $40. You're kidding me. And he goes, no, this is what we're going to charge. I go, okay, well, bye-bye. They were trying to con me into getting a tune-up. They were con me into this, con me into that, con me into this, other stuff.
Well, couldn't they just be happy and do what they need to? Put the parts back on?
Well, the way they were trying to sell it is the tune-up is would entail all the installation that would they have to do anyhow, and then all the fixing up and all the proper alignments and all that kind of like other stuff. And so you might as well just get that anyhow, because it's like be an extra $5 and you get all this extra stuff. And a little $5 there and $5 there and $20 there, and yeah. And then they didn't have some front gear shifts, that would work properly. So they were going to have to order them and like special order them and shit like that. And that cost money to ship them in. And it was just a ridiculous thing. So I looked at that catalog and I wrote down what I wanted and all this other kind of stuff. And well, I'm spending $90. And what I'm getting for that $90 is a couple inner tubes, a couple water bottles, which I needed anyhow, a new saddle, which will fit my butt better, so I won't get chafed and it's a little bit lighter. And that's $50 right there, almost. Let's see, $30 for the seat. Okay, that's $35, let's say. And then I'm getting some of the parts that they wanted. I'm getting some of the better bar ends. I'm getting, like, in the store, they price these bar ends at, like, $50, $45. I'm getting them for, like, $25. Through this catalog, and I mean, $20 is the cheapest bar end you can pretty much get, and this shit's really good. It's a control tech type. It's really nice.
Nice.
And I'm getting the front derailleur that works, and brand new. And the only thing I am buying from the store is I might buy a new stem. A used stem.
You're not gonna go top line, or?
Well, it's only a stem.
Stems are pretty important, though.
Yeah, and I'm getting a better one than I have now, but I'm going to get one that fits me and that's a little more aggressive. And the one I have now has a really big angle on it, so it's angled up really high.
Oh.
I'll get one that's a little bit more. Actually, this one's got a 5-degree. So it's actually 100 degrees instead of being like 160. You understand?
I do. That I do. Yeah, your stem was pretty high. Actually, I've never even seen your bike.
Well, you've seen the picture. That's it. It's a nice bike. I'm really happy with it. And it's starting to become a money pit. especially since I figure, well, it's going to start getting warm soon. I'll start riding some more. Ooh, bad thing.
It's not that bad, though. Think about what you're getting on your bike, though, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get a lot of happiness, a lot of exercise.
And it also saves a lot of time. I was talking with my housemate the other day. He was just saying, the reason like your bike got ripped off, that's the reason I don't want to have a bike on campus. I go, well, for the amount that it's actually worth, it got ripped off. Let's be on the upside, $75. This whole past semester, I've been able to sleep in an extra 10, 15 minutes every single day. It saves me time, makes doing 5 errands all over campus take less than an hour, whereas then it would take 3 hours by walking. And just shit like that. And where I have classes all the way around campus, it's very convenient. And I can go into the city for example, tomorrow I might have to go into the city to go to Kaplan for the MCAT review type thing and get all my identification and stuff.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and that's on 15th Street, and I live on 41st Street, so that's a good old 26 blocks. Walking, oh, God, I'd have to have a taxi.
Take a taxi or bus.
And that costs money. Whereas in biking, granted, I have no energy, but biking, it's just pretty much downhill there. Coming home with me is a bitch.
I think it's worth it.
Oh, I do.
I fucking think it's worth it.
Without a doubt, I do. Not to mention that I'll bring it home during the summer we can go riding.
Definitely. And we'll have to go on. I like the trail again. We should go on that same exact one.
Yeah, but I mean, this year we'll just, like, park outside and ride our bikes in.
Yeah, no kidding. That was ridiculous. Either that or we go often enough where we can justify it.
Yeah. And if we can get Opie to bring his bike, and this time I'll have a good bike and I won't hold everybody up and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not planning to get my calf injured this time.
Oh, my calf, my body is just killing me, Nick.
Right now?
Oh, God.
You've chosen this, man.
I did. I don't know why. I just don't understand. I never knew how much pain I could be in after 3 days.
You know,
actually, it started yesterday. Yesterday was, like, as bad. God, after 2 days.
I can kind of relate. I mean, I'm sure you're experiencing much more pain than I am, but I guess another way I'm experiencing more pain than you are. Like, you've at least been actually, well, yeah, that too.
Okay.
No, actually, another way, too.
Oh.
I'm starting to exercise again, you know? And, like, I'm starting to do some of the different, like, you know, exercise that I haven't done in a long time.
Okay.
And so now my muscles are going, ah, we haven't done this in a long time. Excuse me.
Well, I understand that feeling and what that's like. But, I mean, imagine your whole body's having a sense of tiredness that all you really want to do is go home and go to bed. Or go to eat, then go to bed. That's where my body is. And then you have the parts that are just sore as shit. You're trying to, like, have your shoulders not come off of their joints. You're going down to the trainer every single day, and they go, "You're back. Weren't you just here?" And you have, like, a huge vat of ibuprofen and the Flexol 454 sitting on your dresser. So when you come into the room,
I have ibuprofen too. I've come to appreciate it.
I have the 500 pill. Bat.
Oh, I haven't gone that bad.
Well, I take 9 of those a day.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. 1,800 milligrams a day.
I only take 2.
Well, see, I take 1,800. And
you're a druggie, man.
Oh, I am. I'm addicted to that, I'm sure. But I actually got decent news. If it works out, it's decent news. I was talking with the trainer the other day, the head trainer, Mitch. And I was just telling
him. Did I meet Mitch?
No. This is the trainer. You never met this guy. I was talking with him. And just telling him that, well, shit, I only have, to an extent, 6 weeks left in my season because I'm going to be resting for Army, which is, I think, February 11th. And depending on that, I'll either end my season on February 18th versus Harvard again or go to Eastern's, which is the first week in March, which would be 8 weeks from now. He goes, okay, well, we're going to keep you on it straight then. And it's been proven that you're not going to have any problems because normally they go 2 weeks on, 1 week off, or one and a half week on, 1 week off.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you don't burn out your stomach, stuff like that. But if that's the timeline that we have to work with, as he says, this is what we're going to do. And this is hopefully what's going to work. And so I give you the go for the meets. With the meets, you're going to go all out, and you're going to test whether or not it works. And in practices, we're going to do the same thing right now, baby you. See if we can get you healed throughout the week. Some of the meets, get some times, see, like, have the coach see where you are, and then do your stuff.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so
maybe you can get Seagra to baby you, too.
Oh, wait. She has been. That's what I miss. I miss my attention. She gives me so much attention.
You know, actually, I was actually pretty surprised. You know, with Gwen,
she
was actually defending me, you know, about that one issue,
oh,
about
yeah.
her coming.
Uh-huh.
Well, she actually defended me about that and said that, you know, I was kind of amazed, actually, by that.
Uh-huh.
Then it scared me. Like, yikes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right now this place is such a mess. Like, I've been spending days upon days cleaning And guess what?
What? Yeah, you can't tell.
Well, I finally can see carpet.
What possibly, how much work can you possibly have in your one apartment to do all by yourself that would take you this long?
Well, because, like, I haven't dealt with any of my paperwork, any of my filing, or of, like, all my different receipts I spend and all that fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
Or all my bills. I haven't done that in, like, 4 months.
Okay.
So I got to do that. That's, like, backlogged.
Okay.
Then, like, you know, all the different magazines that I ordered, you know, I have to put those away. You know, I keep them for about a year or 2 years, and then after that I go back and...
pitch them.
Right. Well, you know, I'll go back and then I'll cut out what I want to keep as reference instead of just keeping everything for reference. Because, like, you know, last year it really helped me out in some of my papers. They made me go, oh, yeah, I remember reading this somewhere here. Let me go back and get that, and it's helped me out. Instead, I'm going to go to the library and, you know, find some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. And I don't know. I kind of would like to keep the U.S. Military Reports just because, you know, it's basically it's history.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started thinking that's going to add up to a lot of issues. A lot of space.
Well, shit. My pop saves his Playboys up in the attic. He's got pretty much every Playboy since the 60s. That's worth a lot of money now.
Yeah, my dad's got a couple, too. He's got his own little box.
Oh, my dad's got a couple of those huge, like those Xerox copy boxes.
Oh, my God.
He's got a couple of those.
Wow.
I mean, like 4 or 5, maybe 6.
You must have had some fun as a young kid.
Oh, yeah. When I discovered this, oh, shit.
Me too. I was like, can I go up in the attic again? And then I didn't even ask after a while. And, you know, it took me about, I don't know, about 5-6 months to get through those entire issues. So that was kind of neat.
Oh, but it's really kind of interesting here because a new guy moved in.
To your place?
Yeah. Andy, he was one of the guys who signed the lease with us a year ago to an extent. And Brian had been subleasing from him throughout this first semester. Brian was a fifth-year senior who was on the swim team for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we all knew him, which was nice. And he was a fifth-year senior, and he was graduating after one semester. And so Andy was studying abroad in France, so it worked out really well. And it's kind of cool because I like Andy more.
You're like, yes, he's gone.
Well, exactly. He was that much older than us, and he also acted older. He felt that he was better because he was older.
What a cock.
Yeah, well, it was just like a little tension there.
Well, he's gone now.
Yeah. And he also raped the house. He took everything with him. Put it this way, I brought many, many, many of my movies upstairs just because I didn't want him to take some. And I'm sure he did anyhow.
You think he did?
Oh, probably.
Are you serious? Like, basically, he thieved you all.
Well, if there was any doubt who owned it, he did. And if there was any doubt whether or not the stuff was in the house before the present group moved in, he owned it. But for example, there was an old tapestry on the wall downstairs that covered up a basic white wall that was like peeling, cracking, had holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really ugly, gutted wall that needs to be replaced. But there was a piece of like a red tapestry over top of it, and it was stained, it had cigarette burns, it was holy. It was just pretty damn ugly, but it served its purpose, so we didn't give a shit. It wasn't even his. He took it. Everybody's going, that cheap bastard.
Now
we know he's Jewish.
You got to appreciate it. Actually, you know what's funny? This guy comes in. He wants to buy a VCR. He comes in and he says, what's your best VCR? And I'm like, you know, for a two-head, you know, best deal. I'm like, this JVC right here. $197.97. He's like, okay, you know, let's get in the classic roles. You are salesman, I am customer. I am 1/4 Jewish. You have to appreciate me now. And I want to give you a little perspective here. This other family I was dealing with for computer parts, they were 100% Jewish, and they called me, you are truly Jewish. So that's where I'm coming from. So look at this here. I see this $197 here. You want to give me one hell of a deal right now, and I'll even get you a bottle of wine? Free, you know, if you cut me a really good deal, so that way I don't have to go play the game with ABC. And I'm like, well, I need paperwork here. I need to fax over to the big boys, you know, and tell them what I'm making a deal for here, you know, so that way I cover my own butt, so I get paid. And he's like, oh, come on. We can do something on it, right? You can probably can even throw in some tapes or something, you know, and a good deal. I'm like, so wait, let's go back here. You are truly Jewish. You are, first of all, you asked me for a really good deal. You give me a bottle of wine, and now you're wanting tapes. He says, oh, did I say that now, too? I'm like, yeah, you want a good deal. Free tapes thrown in. I said, how if I give you the tapes free as a throw-in as a good deal? He's like, no. And I said, okay, we'll have to play the game. He's like, so you mean I have to go back and forth and not waste my gas to see you? You're going to be the fool wasting your gas just trying to be Jewish. He's like, all right. So he goes over there. He finds out that my deal actually, without me even dickering, is better than those guys could even give him by $2. So he goes back. He says, I got some good news and I got some bad news. What you mean right here? I said, well, give me the good news. He says, well, all right, you win. You had the better price. I said, hey, I told you after the bat, man. I said, I win. Let's just go ring it up. He's like, well, wait a minute here. I said, wait a minute. What are you talking about? We played the game. The guys couldn't handle me with my price they gave you. And now you're talking about you want a better deal? I have you. I win. How is it that I don't win the prize now of your money and my commission? He's like, okay, how about this? Let me get you 2 bottles of wine, and you can make, take off $20. And I'm like, why? And he says, so look, give me a $20 break. That's all I asked for. That way I can get a bottle of wine and a rose for my girlfriend. And I'm like, well, why? That's going to take out of my commission. What is it? So you get laid, I lose commission. You know, what does this mean? He says, well, yeah, but that way I get a good deal. I said, no. I'm gonna cheap you out of your being laid so that way I can get my commission. And he said, well, go talk to your manager. So I said, all right, I'll go talk to the manager. So this guy here, he's insane.
Now, are you really going back and forth like this?
Yeah, this is like almost like word for word.
How old is this guy?
Oh, about 29.
Okay. Okay. Bottle of wine so I can get laid.
Yes.
That was said?
Yes.
You had to be laughing.
Dude, I was having fun with this one. It was just great. He's like, if I come back, I said, no. And the manager goes, manager told me 197, we won the game. What else do we have to do, you know, to get your business? And he's like, give me this, and I'll give you a bottle of wine. So he tells me he knows this one family that's pretty well famous, pretty famously known. And I don't even remember the name. I don't know. Maybe they're so famous, I don't know. So I said, well, here it is. I'm writing. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm writing up the bill. He's like, well, wait a minute. I said, no, I win. I said, I win. And he said, you're going to have to find yourself to get laid another way. He's like, no, come on. I'm like, come on. If you can't afford to pay for some extra few dollars, even get yourself a $6 bottle of wine, you know? Uh-huh. He's like, all right, you win. I said, just know that, you know, you lost a good bottle of wine. I could have got you free. I said, what guarantee do I have? Are you getting the bottle of wine? And he's like, well, you have to trust me. I said, I know that you are, as you say, 1/4 Jewish. And a 100% Jewish family in a business who already know has been pretty stingy tell you that they are that you are truly Jewish. Do I really want to trust this here? You probably, if you are truly to be efficient in your money spending, you would jip me so you could save some more money. He says, I wouldn't do that. I am honorable. I said, no, but that's not efficient in your money. You'd be like wasting money because you could have gotten out of it. And he's like, well, I would have been honored. I said, I would have been honorable. I said, all right. Well, here, how do you want to pay for this now? And he's like, he says, all right, here's my card. And I said, well, here, my last chance, you know, I'll give you the bottle of wine. I'll even drive back right now and get it for you. I said, I'll just take the commission, thank you.
I'm 21, I can buy my own.
But this guy was just amazing.
Kind of funny.
I mean, it was funny. You'd be amazed some people that come in there. That's kind of amazing. It's kind of a neat thing.
There's a lot of people in this world who have like good personalities like that.
I mean, at least he made fun of it, you know, and at least had some fun with it, you know, made it interesting.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if I really could do something without the manager, I would have given him some money off just because he gave me some entertainment.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it again. I said, nah.
Nah. Entertainment can be bought too.
Actually, you know what? I finally got my Laserdisc player inside.
Oh, really?
Finally.
Yeah, I get the Laserdiscs here.
You got them finally?
Yeah, and I forwarded them to my parents just because I have no use for them here. And so I'm thinking that, wait a minute, if I get my dad a good collection, I might just buy one for myself and take some of my dad's discs.
Dude, why don't you get yourself a player? They cost only $300 now.
Well, I'll wait a little while.
Stop waiting. Jesus, what are you, 1/4 Jewish?
Yeah.
No, you're 1/8 because your father's 1/4.
No, my father would be 1/2.
Oh.
Makes more sense, doesn't it? Just there, he's a Heeb.
Heeb.
He makes fun of it. Marvin Hochstein.
Wow. Dude, it's $300 now. You can probably get it by mail for about $250.
Yeah, but I mean, I have no really use for it yet. Because I'd have to buy the discs and there's no place to rent on campus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I have two places to rent.
Exactly. There's a difference.
And they don't cost me any more than I would from a tape.
See, if that was the situation, I might do that, but no.
See, I can, like, have people come over, or even, like, you know, Gwen, and like say, hey, this is a good movie here we should watch. And it's a really good production. It's really impressive. We should, like, come and watch it, put the lights down, get a little bottle of wine.
Yeah, actually, that Andy that I told you I just moved in, he was up in my room today. I showed him some of my movies.
Mm-hmm.
And his girlfriend Amanda is in town now, and I don't know how he has the energy to fool around, but I guess he's going to try. Try, I emphasize that word. And he was just saying, yeah, I like the way your room's set up. I mean, it's decorated pretty damn well. I need to do something of that with my room, because his roommate, he is a double. His roommate pretty much lives at his girlfriend's house. So he's got this huge double that's like 1.5 times my room, all to himself pretty much. In the last semester, Zambo, it's a guy who, his roommate, slept twice in the room.
Twice?
Yeah. Eric slept twice in that room.
Wow.
Yeah, but I can't wait till all my bike stuff gets here. It's supposed to get here in and around Tuesday, next Tuesday, and so I can like actually start working on my bike.
That's funny.
Well, I can't wait to get finally working again. Cause I'm riding it now, and it's just like it runs pretty well. Cause you have to stay on the front shift, but at the back you can shift up and down whatever. So you can ride it on campus easily. And I could almost probably sell it as is, but I don't want to. I want to, like, make this thing nice.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Oh, just to keep on thinking, $125. I'm still amazed when you wanted to charge $125.
Well, and put it this way, they want $125, I'm spending pretty much $90 and getting all this extra stuff. And not only that, I contacted the guy I bought the bike from. And I'm going to take the front derailleur to him. He's going to install it and put it on. To my knowledge and to my impression, either for a very nominal fee or for almost free, because he said he would give me a couple tune-ups with the purchase of the bike, and I'd get to have a tune-up. And how it really, I don't think it would take that long to hook up a front derailleur. But I don't think it's something I want to fool with.
Yeah, the derailleurs, that could be really difficult. I mean, at least in terms of setting up well
uh-huh.
and tuning it.
Yeah. I mean, so front stem, I think I can put on. And it's got a cable hook to it, or within it. The cable goes through the front stem. So I have to undo the cap on the end and feed the wire all the way through. And the one I bought also has this, so I can just put it right back through again. And yeah. I have to take off the handlebar and all that kind of good stuff. It's just a bunch of busy work, to an extent. But I can do it. I got time. I don't care. I just don't want to spend money on it.
You have time.
Well, yeah. And especially since I can do it at home here. Because I'm also considering contacting my landlord and getting some free white paint from them, because they supply us with paint since they don't repaint the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And paint my bathroom.
Wow, you are bored.
Well, I've been contemplating this ever since, like, the first week of school. But during school, I never had a chance to.
You are bored.
Well, I know I'm just productive.
Bored.
Oh.
I call it bored.
I'm just keeping my days full.
But. You are bored.
Okay, like my dad said, he's the farmer at heart, the farm boy at heart. I'm the workman at heart. I'm the carpenter at heart, okay?
You're the carpenter at heart?
Yeah. I mean, shit, I told you about the speaker shelf I built.
That was pretty impressive. That was pretty impressive. That made my heart warm up. I was like, yes, there's hope for you yet.
There is still hope.
There is still hope. You'll love and appreciate audio systems.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Did you get your grades?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I got an A minus in biochem, and I got a B plus in my other class, and I passed my other two with P's.
It was just pass fail?
Yeah, it pisses me off because I got a B in neuro, and I got an A in my anthro class.
And you couldn't change it to the grade?
No.
That sucks ass.
Yep.
Why?
Because, you know, it's like, you know, you choose. If you can't have it the other way where they can change it on you, I mean, there's a reason why you take pass-fail, you know?
Well, yeah, cause you don't think you might be able to put as much effort into it or think it's a really hard course. But usually, like mid-semester, if you feel you're doing really well, you can contact the professor, and usually you can go from pass-fail to a grade, but hardly ever the other way around.
The professor never knows if you're taking a pass-fail.
No, but you can contact them. Go to office hours.
No, I know, but it doesn't make a difference. He doesn't know if I'm taking the class pass-fail.
I know.
It's completely out of his power.
I know. But he can give you, or at least here, he can give you a permit so you can change it.
It's out of his control completely. You have to go to an academic review board.
Yeah. Somehow I thought that if it was, well, at least here I believe, that if you do it during the semester, the professor can work it out pretty easily. Just they have all their little loopholes that they know about, which the students don't. So I put it this way. My South Asia Regional Studies class, the Literature of India and the West, I might have told you about this class.
Mm-hmm.
The professor pretty much told us that, well, if you don't get the second paper written until after Christmas, I'll just give you an incomplete, and then you can turn like back, give it back to me before February, and I'll grade it and give you the accordingly grade. And people at the register really doesn't like it, but I'll just say that, hey, you had to go to India to do some research over Christmas break.
Well, that's what happened with me. I have an incomplete one of my classes, so I only have four.
Oh, yeah, I told you that. I mean, you told me that, but, I mean, this is completely false. And this is like, well, you just like, yeah, you just rub them the right way, and they'll do the shit for you. If the professors rub the other boards the right way, there's no problems.
Yeah, but he can do that, that's for sure.
Exactly. Professors have this ability. It's their class.
They have the right.
Oh, but I got my grades back.
How'd you do?
One shocking. Well, I got my B- in Orgo, which is kind of
good.
A thing. I thought I might have gotten the B, but maybe.
Better than a C-, or B plus?
C+.
Or C+.
Yeah, it's a lot better than that. I'm curious and get my final grade back. I'm kind of curious there. I got my A in my neurobiology, and I got my A in my social psych.
Cool.
But I got a B+ in statistics. That's the same class where I got a 93 and a 92 on the midterms.
Well, isn't that only a B+?
No, this is on a curve. And so, like, the average scores were a 70 and an 80. And so the A cutoff for the first test was an 80, where I had a 92. The A cutoff for the second test was 85, where I had a 93. And then there's a 10% project, and then there was a final. And I don't think I bombed the final. Because, the midterms themselves were half the grade total. 25%, 25%.
Hmm.
I'm just wondering whether or not he got my report, because I had to hand it into his mailbox.
You know, he might not have, dude.
That's what I have to contact him for. I'm going to check it out, definitely. Because that would raise my GPA. I checked it out because I was so pissed. I was supposed to be my easy grade of the semester. And that's the course I pulled the Einstein in, it seems. I never put any work into it.
That's not fair, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset about it. I mean, shit. This is really pissing me off. But, I mean, that would move
lose.
That would move me up from a 3.5 to a 3.7. That's a big difference to me, personality-wise. It really doesn't change my overall GPA much, like 0.02 points. But it's just like my own being that, shit, 3.7 sounds so much better than a 3.5, and I'd be more eligible for Dean's List next semester.
Yeah, I got a 3.5 for this semester right now.
Uh-huh.
But with my other class, because, you know, I have a B+ and a B-. But my other class, I had an A- for my first part of the journals, and I addressed the issues that he wanted me to address.
Uh-huh.
So I should have an A in the overalls for the journals.
Yeah.
And my paper I turned in, at least my rough draft, was already an A-.
Uh-huh.
So now, you know, I'm sure once I do what he said,